prayer, so I've been reading lately in forums and groups here and social media. Heavy stuff, and it's of course about the problem of child abuse and abuse of devotees in general, and of course some are raising their voices. That's why do the leaders allow such people to stay? Anyway, of course, here and there it gets to that sensitive point that how much responsible is Prabhupada for all of this? And there generally it gets quiet. As if it's a Pandora's box that could open if you take that step. But really, of course, Prabhupada did things that just didn't work out. And in some cases, there were results that seemed disastrous, at least for some persons. Well, now some of you may fear that this guy is going to start criticizing Prabhupada and get all offensive, this and that, but don't worry, I won't. And others maybe worry that I'm just gonna go into the standard ISKCON mode of denial. But I won't. I think it's really time to get real here. First of all, what can I say, really? And you may do things that turn out good. You may do something that turns out bad for yourself or for others. But who am I to judge you for that? I don't know the background. I don't have all the details. And I make mistakes too. It's just the way it works here. We try things, we learn from it. And you can call them mistakes, shortcomings. But really, I'd like to see it this way. The Prabhupada said that half of his work, 50% or so, is still not done. The establishment of an ashram. Now, what's the other part? Well, that is the establishment of Krishna consciousness. Teachings, the meditation, the practice of bhakti, yoga, which all of that is, of course, the essence is the most important, is what I think we all who have not become too bitter by other things still cherish. And I can only say that Prabhupada saved my life, not only this life but beyond that too, and that's enough for me to be eternally grateful to Prabhupada. Now the other half that he calls an ashram, what is it? It's really the social system. A social system that not only works smoothly based on proper knowledge, but that is also Daivi Vanasham. Based on that, whoever you are, whatever your nature is, you can serve God, you can be God conscious, and therefore it has a transcendental element, and that's very beautiful. But the social system is still a social system. And just to say there are Brahmanas and Kshatriyas and Vaishyas and Shudras, yes, fine. But those classes are there in basically every society. So I would say that part of it all, the Prabhupada tried to establish, is a formidable challenge. by necessity? Why is it a formidable challenge? Because social systems made differ in different parts of the world, different cultures. They are interwoven with culture that has developed for hundreds of thousands of years in a country, and which one can't expect to just replace with some Indian culture. So, Prabhupada tried to establish Varnashram, and others tried after him. But still, the results have been not that great, we have to admit. So, I would say if you find faults, mistakes, done by Prabhupada, then I think that's where you find them. Not because there is something wrong with Prabhupada, but because of the immense difficulty of this. I mean, to establish a social system based on bhakti, based on Varnashram principles, in every country and society on the planet, it would take not only an expert in sociology or social engineering, but also a pure devotee. We've got to be realistic and accept that this part of it takes time. And we could not expect Srila Prabhupada to just come in and hit that perfectly, even in cultures that were, after all, rather foreign to him. He, of course, did it the Indian way. Naturally, because that's the culture he came from, but also that's the culture within which you find Varnashram and all that most developed. I he may have hoped or thought that this could be implemented everywhere. Pretty much right from the Indian culture. But we can see now clearly that it's more difficult than that. Marriages, he arranged marriages between boys and girls the way Indians do it. Matchmakers, the elderly telling the kids, you get married to her, you get married to him. Not just do it. Works or worked in India, but doesn't work here. The view on men, women, it's all about social relations, right? Even the economic basis of farm communities and vaisya business doesn't work the same in the West as in India. It's complicated, which we know, those of us who know about these things. Education. The Gurukul of India, where students go live with the Guru. Very authoritarian. Works or worked in India, but we see what happened. And Westerners tried it. So I think that I'd like to hear what others think about that. Much of what went wrong was because as Prabhupada himself said, the social development part was not yet done. Properly, fully, it was on its way, and therefore there must be shortcomings, and there are were. A guru is not a because I'm being a pure devotee, automatically an expert computer programmer, engineer. And that goes for social engineering too. Prabhupada never claimed to be, but he had to lay the foundation, set up the blueprint and the prototype, and he did that, I mean, in that short time, pretty well. Some may say that he should have cared more about the people than the organization or mission. And I think that must have been a very delicate balance for him to try to keep. But you know, in every endeavor there is a fault, Krishna says in the Gita. So that's how it is here in this world. But at the same time, that's what we learn from. Well, there's much more to say about this. And I'll be happy to hear others continuing here. In any case, my conviction is that pulling the blanket over one's head and hiding in denial is not the way to go. The problem will still go on there under the hood and pop up here and there. And keep things from flourishing and growing the way that it naturally should.